It's the Reader's Notebook for Friday, October 17th, 2014. Today marks the 200th anniversary of one of the most bizarre tragedies ever to strike a portion of the City of London. The British capital had survived the Great Plague of 1665, in which 15% of the population perished, as well as the Great Fire a year later, in which few died, but a large portion of the city was destroyed. But on October 17, 1814, a disaster struck at the corner of Oxford Street and Tottenham Court Road that has come to be known as the Great Beer Flood of 1814. At the Mukes & Company Brewery, an iron hoop holding together a 23-foot-tall vat containing 610,000 liters of the firm's best London dark porter, a rich, full-bodied beer, suddenly snapped in two, causing the tank to burst. In the collision that followed, a second vat collapsed, sending a tidal wave of the brew smashing through a wall and killing a servant in the Tavistock Arms pub next door. From there, the flood of beer washed into Great Russell Street and dozens of dwellings in the surrounding neighborhoods. Basements were quickly flooded and several houses were completely destroyed. On New Street, a densely packed alley just behind the brewery, several people ranging in age from 3 to 63 were drowned, including a mother and daughter who were taking tea. The mother was washed out through a window in her tiny house, and the daughter was forced through a wall and killed by falling debris. Altogether, at least 8 people were said to have died, many of them trapped in a room where they had gathered for a wake. The London Morning Post described the scene of the disaster as an immense mass of ruins equal to that which fire or earthquake may be supposed to occasion. Rumors of other peculiar behavior in the wake of the disaster quickly spread. There was talk of locals falling face down on the cobblestones and lapping up the free beer with gusto. A jury declared the beer flood to be an unfortunate accident, another way of saying an act of God, and nobody was arrested or fined. Brewery owner Henry Mukes was knighted by King William IV and made a baronet in 1831. Although the brewery never quite recovered from its financial loss, it hung on and did not close its doors until 1921. The building was demolished the following year, and today the Dominion Theater occupies part of the site. In 2012, a tavern in the neighborhood began an annual observance of the tragedy with a specially created vat of porter, brewed expressly for the day. Beer is the most widely consumed form of beverage alcohol and the third most popular beverage of all time, just behind tea and water. There's good reason to believe that it was brewed by early Neolithic man as far back as 9500 BC. Martin Luther, the German Protestant reformer, who brewed beer in his home, is credited with this observation. Whoever drinks beer is quick to sleep. Whoever sleeps long does not sin. Whoever does not sin enters heaven. Thus, let us drink beer. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 17th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.